Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. In this lesson, we're going to be looking at irregular verbs. Not everything in French, unfortunately, is regular, and we'll find that the patterns that we've been learning are slightly different depending on which verb you're trying to conjugate. This time, we'll be looking at the verb aller, which means to go. Now, in English, lots of verbs are irregular, and it's the same in French, so we'll be finding out how to conjugate aller in its six parts. I hope that you find this lesson useful.
Okay, so last time, we learned the word allons, as in allons au cinéma. What does allons mean?
Let's go.
Let's go. So it's the nous form of the verb, nous allons, but you drop the nous when you're making it let's do something. So allons au cinéma, let's go to the cinéma, or nous allons au cinéma, we are going to the cinéma. So notice the difference there. But allons comes from the verb aller, as we learned last week. And aller, therefore, means?
To go.
To go. Now, this week, we're going to look at the verb aller in more detail. I said last week, it doesn't follow the same patterns as the verbs we've been learning so far, like laver, je lave, tu laves, il lave, elle lave, nous lavons, vous lavez, il lave, elle lave. Aller is what's called an irregular verb. An irregular verb basically means it's got some slightly different patterns than the ones that you would expect. But the good thing about irregular verbs is that lots of the irregular verbs have regular irregularities, if that makes sense. Basically, they follow patterns too. So let's look at aller first of all. To say I go, you say je vais.
Je vais.
Now you must be thinking, vais, what on earth has that got to do with aller? Well, it's all to do really with the history of the word, its etymology, and the way in which it's come into the French language from Latin, from Vulgar Latin, and so on. In fact, there are even books written about the history of the word aller, because it is quite a strange one, where the infinitive is aller, which may have come from one particular verb in Latin, but the individual parts of aller, like je vais, come from another verb. In this case, vadere in Latin. Anyway, we're getting into complicated things here that we don't really need to discuss. Let's just concentrate on je vais.
Je vais.
So, Anna, how would you say, I go to the cinema?
Je vais au cinéma.
Je vais au cinéma. Now, je vais, vais is spelled V-A-I-S. So you could also say, je vais au cinéma, running your S into the O. Je vais au cinéma.
Je vais au cinéma.
Or just, je vais au cinéma.
Je vais au cinéma.
Okay, how would you say, I go to the market?
Je vais au marché.
Très bien. Je vais au marché. And how would you say, I go to the swimming pool?
Je vais à la piscine.
Très bien, je vais à la piscine. Because piscine is feminine, so it's je vais à la piscine. Or je vais à la piscine. Now, how would you say I am going to the university?
Je vais à l'université.
Good, you didn't fall for the trick there. I am going is, of course, the same translation as I go. Je vais can mean I go or I am going. If je vais means I go or I am going, then tu vas is you are going or you go. Try saying that. Tu vas.
Tu vas.
Tu vas.
Tu vas.
So, je vais, tu vas.
Je vais, tu vas.
Remember your hand signals. Je vais, tu vas.
Je vais, tu vas.
Okay. So, Anna, if I ask you, où est-ce que tu vas? What would that mean?
That would mean, where are you going?
Exactly. We've got où, the question word where. Then est-ce que, suggesting it's a question. Tu vas. So you go. Where is it that you go? Où est-ce que tu vas?
Où est-ce que tu vas?
So where do you go or where are you going? Alors, Anna, où est-ce que tu vas aujourd'hui?
Je vais à la piscine.
Ah, tu vas à la piscine. Moi, j'aime bien aller à la piscine. So what did I say there, Anna?
You said that you like going to the swimming pool.
Exactly. J'aime bien aller à la piscine. Okay, so j'aime there is I like from the verb aimer, a regular ER verb. J'aime aller. Aller in this case is the infinitive. I like to go to the swimming pool. But notice the difference between j'aime aller and je vais. Je vais, I go, or I am going. J'aime aller, I like to go. Okay, let's try another one. Anna, you ask me, where am I going?
Marc, où est-ce que tu vas aujourd'hui?
Aujourd'hui, je vais au marché. So, where am I going?
You're going to the market.
Oui. So, we have je vais and tu vas. We'll come back to aller a little later in this episode, but I'd like to look just now at that question. Où est-ce que tu vas? Anna, repeat the question again, please. Où est-ce que tu vas?
Où est-ce que tu vas?
So we've already split this up into its component parts. Let's just concentrate on that for a moment. Où est-ce que tu vas?
Où est-ce que tu vas?
So, où is the question word, where. Est-ce que is the question identifier, if you like. It's basically the phrase that says, this statement is a question. Est-ce que. Où est-ce que tu vas? You are going. So where is it that you are going? Où est-ce que tu vas?
Où est-ce que tu vas?
And we're going to use the same construction, but change the question word. We're going to change the où to que. So if we put que before est-ce que, est-ce que doesn't sound quite right because que ends in a vowel and est-ce que obviously starts in a vowel. In the case of ou, it's just a vowel, we've got no option there. But que plus est-ce que would give you qu'est-ce que. Qu'est-ce que, for example, qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
And that's a phrase that we learned a couple of lessons ago. Qu'est-ce que tu fais? What is it that you do? Or what is it that you're doing? Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Now, I think if we go right back to lesson 7 or 8 when we were learning about jobs, qu'est-ce que tu fais dans la vie? What do you do in life? What is it that you do? Qu'est-ce que tu fais? Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
So again, comparing the question format to où est-ce que tu vas, we've got question word, question identifier, est-ce que, and then the verb, tu vas. So qu'est-ce que tu fais, we've got the question word que, and then the question identifier, est-ce que, and then the verb, tu fais. Now, tu fais means you are doing. We've not really covered that verb, and we'll do so in a future lesson. It's a tricky word because it's another irregular verb. But here, just concentrate on the fact that tu fais means you are doing. So, que est-ce que tu fais becomes qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
So, Anna, qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Well, I guess I'm learning French, so could I say j'apprends le français?
Très bien. J'apprends is I learn. Now, it actually follows different patterns, but let's not worry about that just now. You can say j'apprends le français, I learn, or I am learning French. Let's add another question in here. We're going to use a question word, or a question phrase, really, that we've already come across. À quelle heure?
À quelle heure?
So, à quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives?
À quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives?
So, at what time do you arrive? So, at what time, or at which hour, literally, à quelle heure is it that, est-ce que, tu arrives, you arrive. So, what time is it you arrive at, or at what time do you arrive? À quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives?
À quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives?
Alors, Anna, tu vas à la piscine aujourd'hui, n'est-ce pas?
Oui.
À quelle heure est-ce que tu vas à la piscine?
Je vais à la piscine à 3 heures.
Ok, très bien. And if you wanted to opt for the 24-hour clock version of that, how would you say it?
Je vais à la piscine à 15 heures.
Très bien. Ok, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So we have où est-ce que, we've got qu'est-ce que, we've got à quelle heure est-ce que. Let's add in another one. A question word could be pourquoi.
Pourquoi.
And pourquoi means why. So pourquoi est-ce que tu vas à la piscine?
Pourquoi est-ce que tu vas à la piscine?
Okay, now I have to be honest, pourquoi is probably a more difficult question to answer because it means that you need a wider range of vocabulary to justify why you're doing something. But Anna, let's imagine someone asked you, pourquoi est-ce que tu vas à la piscine? We're going to try and construct an answer to this question using the French that you already know. We're going to begin with using the word, or the words rather, parce que.
Parce que.
And parce que means because. So answering pourquoi, you would answer parce que.
Parce que.
So Anna, using the French that you know, can you come up with an answer for pourquoi est-ce que tu vas à la piscine?
Parce que j'aime sport.
Okay, because you like sport. You would actually have to say parce que j'aime le sport.
Okay, parce que j'aime le sport.
Because I like sport. Even abstract nouns like that in French do need a le or a la before them when you're saying that you like doing something. J'aime le sport. J'aime la musique. And so on. So, parce que j'aime le sport, a good answer. How would you say because I like to go to the swimming pool?
Parce que j'aime aller à la piscine.
Good. It's aller because it's to go, the infinitive. J'aime aller à la piscine. What about just saying because, just because. In French, you can do that too. You can say parce que.
Parce que.
Okay, so pourquoi est-ce que tu vas à la piscine?
Parce que.
Yeah, it's a bit cheeky to answer like that, but it's a way of getting out having to say any more in French. So far we've had où est-ce que tu vas?
Où est-ce que tu vas?
Which meant?
Where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going? Literally, where is it that you go? We've had qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
When that meant?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Literally, what is it that you are doing or that you do? We've had, à quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives?
À quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives?
And that meant?
What time do you arrive at?
Yep, literally, at what hour or at which hour is it that you arrive? And we've now had, pourquoi est-ce que tu vas à la piscine, for example? Pourquoi est-ce que tu vas à la piscine?
Pourquoi est-ce que tu vas à la piscine?
And that meant?
Why are you going to the swimming pool?
Yeah, why are you going to the swimming pool? Or why is it that you go to the swimming pool? Using that est-ce, the question identifier. Now, with all these questions, it might seem like you're getting a bit of an interrogation. But it's good practice and it's one way to improve your language skills. Anna, I'm going to ask you some questions, starting either with qu'est-ce que tu fais? Or, où est-ce que tu vas? And I'm going to press you for more answers with the other questions that we've already learned after you tell me what it is that you're doing or where it is that you're going. Alors, commençons. Anna, où est-ce que tu vas?
Je vais à l'université.
Et pourquoi est-ce que tu vas à l'université?
Parce que j'apprends l'allemand à l'université.
Très bien. Et normalement, à quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives à l'université?
Normalement, j'arrive à l'université à 9 heures.
Très bien. OK, so that was an example using où est-ce que tu vas? Let's do another example, this time with qu'est-ce que tu fais? So, Anna, qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Je dîne avec ma famille.
OK, pourquoi? Est-ce que tu dînes avec ta famille? I've changed it to ta famille because it's your family, not ma famille, my family. Pourquoi est-ce que tu dînes avec ta famille?
Well, how do you say I'm hungry? Oh wait, I've got it. Parce que j'ai faim.
Très bien. Avoir faim, to be hungry, literally to have hunger. J'ai faim. Parce que j'ai faim. OK? Et normalement, à quelle heure est-ce que tu dînes avec ta famille?
Je dîne avec ma famille à 7 heures.
Très bien, excellent. OK, Anna, you're going to get some homework this week. Je vais te donner des devoirs, OK? What I'd like you to do is come up with two different conversations, one using où est-ce que tu vas and one using qu'est-ce que tu fais. So you can use the same structure as we've used today and come up with two conversations, in each case with three questions and answers. And we'll see how you get on next week.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Now, there's one other thing that I'd like to do in this lesson, and that is go back to aller. Aller, of course, meaning?
To go.
Of course. So, aller, we've already had je vais.
Je vais.
And then the tu form was tu vas.
Tu vas.
Now, just to check the spelling of them, je vais, V is spelled V-A-I-S, and tu vas, va is spelled V-A-S, tu vas.
Tu vas.
Now, the il and elle form is va.
Va.
Okay, now, based on what you already know about French verbs, take tu vas and il va or elle va. Can you make any guesses as to how il va or elle va would be spelt?
Would it be V-A?
Exactly right. You drop the S from the tu form. So tu vas, V-A-S, and il va and elle va, just V-A. So let's go through the singular parts of aller. Je vais.
Je vais.
Tu vas.
Tu vas.
Il va.
Il va.
Elle va.
Elle va.
Je vais, tu vas, il va, elle va.
Je vais, tu vas, il va, elle va.
Now we already know the nous form. It's nous allons.
Nous allons.
And again, based on what you know of verbs and their construction, can you guess what the vous form would be?
Vous allez.
That's it. So you're taking off the ER from the infinitive, just like a regular verb, and here you're adding EZ. Vous allez.
Vous allez.
Nous allons. Vous allez.
Nous allons. Vous allez.
And unfortunately, when we get to the il and elle plural form, it goes back to being irregular. It starts with a V again, so there's some pattern at least, but it becomes ils vont.
Ils vont.
And that's spelled V-O-N-T. Ils vont.
Ils vont.
And of course, elles vont.
Elles vont.
And just to remind you that il and elle there have a silent S on the end. I-L-S for il, E-L-L-E-S for elle. Ils vont, elles vont.
Ils vont, elles vont.
So the whole conjugation, je vais, tu vas, il va, elle va.
Je vais, tu vas, il va, elle va.
Nous allons, vous allez, ils vont, elles vont.
Nous allons, vous allez, ils vont, elles vont.
Très bien. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.